Hi everyone, it's me, Sandy Cruz of Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen. For years now, I've been bringing to you conversations about wellness from experts from all over the world. Whether it be suggestions in how you can age better, biohacking, alternative wellness, these are conversations to help you live your best life. I want to live a long, healthy, and vibrant life. Never mind all those stigmas that as we reach midlife and beyond, we're just going to shrivel up and die with some horrible disease. Always remember, balanced living works. I really look forward to this season. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today, we are going to talk all things magnesium. I think it's a pretty important topic because you hear every single wellness expert talk about the benefits of magnesium. Now, one of the things I am going to say is that none of this is medical advice. See your own health practitioner on what is right for you. So if you hear certain things in this podcast recording, such as, you know, you should not be taking calcium, please follow the advice of the practitioner that you are working with, not me. I'm here just to educate. However, I am also a registered holistic nutritionist and I am a certified metabolic balance coach. I am certified in functional lab testing for nutritionists. I am certified in peptide bioregulators, longevity, and aging. I'm also certified in endocrinology and hormones for nutritionists. And I do consults. I do not take clients long term, but I do consults. A lot of times people want to talk to me about their diet, their nutrition, the supplements that they're taking. Sometimes supplements can be super confusing. And by the way, definitely check out the links in my bio because the supplements that you may be taking may be at risk here in Canada. If you do want to do a consult with me, please send me an email, sandy@sandyknutrition.ca. Also, follow me on all of my social media accounts because I provide a lot of free content, free information. I am Sandy K Nutrition everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm even on Pinterest. I'm on Threads now with Instagram. I'm also on Twitter. So please go and follow me there. I'm going to ask one favor of all of you listeners. If you could please go and rate and review my podcast with a few kind words, that actually helps me to continue to bring amazing guests and amazing topics each and every week. Also, I see it as an energy exchange. So I provide you with free content. You guys provide me with ratings and reviews and shares if it's meaningful to you. And with that, let's cut on through to this interview all about magnesium. I have a very important announcement, if you would please just take a few minutes to listen. The majority of my listeners are American. Last I checked, I think 83% of you listeners are American, and only about 10%, 8 to 10% are Canadian. But I am Canadian. There is something really major going on in Canada, and it will impact natural health products in Canada. This relates to Health Canada putting more restrictions and red tape in place that will increase prices and mean fewer products on the store shelves in Canada. And even one in five brands said they are seriously considering leaving Canada. What this means is increased prices, lack of availability, decreased product choices, no love for the local. So, you know, local small business can't afford to navigate increasingly complex regulations and lengthy approval processes. And you know what? They're going to be priced out of business. This is a big deal, you guys. These new regulations will also have an impact on our environment because new regulations are increasing the amount of packaging, reduce recyclability, adversely impact the environment. The regulatory burden and the costs will be severe. This is a huge problem for Canadians and for myself. I am a natural health practitioner. I'm a registered holistic nutritionist, and I believe that there are many amazing therapeutic supplements that I can actually educate people on. So I am urging you to go to savorsupplements.ca. I'm going to actually put a link in my podcast. All you have to do is go there and just write a letter to a member of parliament, which I will also link in my podcast show notes, because I want to make it easy for you. And the letter is already written. I am just urging you to help us Canadians out, because this really poses a huge problem. And I know so many people's lives have been impacted in a positive way with natural health supplements, natural health products, and this is going to impact all of it. So please do your part. Help me out, because if you want me to keep doing what I'm doing and you want to help Canadians out and just, you know, like allow us to have access to natural health products if we want to use them, please go to the links in my podcast show notes and just sign that simple letter. July 26th is the deadline. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today with me, I have a special guest, Linda Bolton, and she is Natural Calm Canada's CEO and founder. Linda has been named among the top 100 Canadian health influencers and has ranked for multiple years in the list of Canada's top female entrepreneurs. And today we're going to talk about that all-important mineral that actually you see so much information on, and maybe this podcast will help people to get it even more, that we must add this to our diet. So we're going to talk all about magnesium today. And with that, welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for coming today. I'm really happy to have this chat with you.
Well, thank you, Sandy. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm, you know, always wanting to help people with their health, and especially to explain all the things that I've learned over the years about magnesium.
Okay, so tell me your background. How did you, you know, get involved in this little important mineral?
Well, it's an interesting story. First of all, I'll tell you a little bit about my career. So I've had three amazing careers. I worked for 20 years as a director of nursing and CEO in long-term care. So I was a nurse. And then I stepped down from nursing to work with my husband, who was a pastor. So we were actually what you call church planters. And then in 2004, we were still pastoring a church, and we heard there were 40 million orphans in the continent of Africa. So we went to Malawi in 2004, came back home, and of course, our first question was, we were blown away by the poverty. What can we do to help? We had no extra income. And shortly after our return to Canada in February 2004, my younger sister, Debbie, started using Natural Calm Magnesium. Now, Debbie had suffered for 30 years with severe migraines, and she literally tried everything known to man. She tried acupuncture, massage therapy, And finally, her son's tutor discovered Natural Calm on the website when she Googled migraines. So Debbie had a bottle shipped up from the United States. It was only sold in the United States. And she started taking Natural Calm magnesium twice a day, morning and night. And literally within a month, she went from 3 migraines a week to 1 migraine about every 6 weeks. And at that time, she was taking about $500 a month worth of a medication called Zomeg that had all kinds of side effects and really wasn't effective in helping her, you know, get rid of or eliminate the migraine. So as a nurse, I knew that magnesium was an important mineral because years ago, doctors would give magnesium intravenously if a person came into hospital with heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, migraines, even women with seizures, with toxemia. But I had no idea how important it was as a preventative and as a mineral that your body doesn't produce, but you must take every day. So as I watched my sister get better and better, I was also suffering. I was in my early 50s at that time, and I was suffering with insomnia and muscle pain to the point where I had been misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia. So I started taking the Natural Calm twice a day as well and slept better the very first night I took it. And within the first week, got rid of 70% of my muscle pain. So I was kind of quite amazed and blown away by this product and wondered, of course, why it wasn't sold in Canada. So I decided to purchase a wholesale order. I used my credit card because I had no money and bought a $200 wholesale order. And literally just started taking it door to door to the natural health stores. And I found out from the natural health store owners that I needed to have natural health product numbers from Health Canada. So I applied for them, got my submission numbers. And I just started taking it door to door to the natural health stores in the Greater Toronto area. So that was in around April of 2004. And October the 11th, 2004, Peter Gillum, the original developer and owner of the product, gave me the exclusive distribution rights for Canada. And my husband and I at that time, we had, you know, our heart was always about what can we do to help the poor? How can we, you know, make a difference? And so we decided that if our business did well, that we would become a social enterprise, which really meant giving all profits after business expenses to help the poor. And initially, we were giving money to an organization called Hope for the Nations, and they were using the money to build orphanages and schools and drill water wells. And in February 2005, we went to Kenya for the first time. And everywhere we went, the people were asking for handouts. So even though we were, you know, providing a school, providing an orphanage, everybody asked us for handouts. And my husband, who'd grown up on a farm, was like, why aren't these people growing food? Look at all this land. Nobody's growing healthy food. And so as a result of that, we ended up starting our own nonprofit in 2010 called Organics for Orphans, in which we teach organic gardening, nutrition, natural medicine, and income generation to the poorest of the poor. So over the course of the last 18 years, I can't believe, Sandy, it's been 18 years, but over the last 18 years, we've been able to get Natural Calm in every single outlet in Canada that sells natural health supplements, including Costco and Loblaws and Shoppers Drug Mart. And we've been able to grow and expand our original organization, which was called Organics for Orphans. And we branded it 3 years ago to Thrive for Good. So if anyone's ever interested in seeing what we're doing, it's amazing. And we're now in 20 countries. We've got 80 staff that work for us in various countries that literally go out and train the mamas in the mud huts and the prisons and the refugee camps, et cetera, to grow healthy, sustainable food. So what we do is all about food security and a sustainable methodology. And we've recently gone into India and Sri Lanka as well, where there's a great number of people living in poverty. So, yeah, that's kind of the story in a nutshell. But it's been quite the experience. And, you know, as you were saying earlier, Sandy, about how, you know, having health issues actually helped you discover what was best for you. And that's exactly what's happened to my husband and I. We're almost 70 and we are probably healthier now than we were in our early 50s when we started, when we found out about Natural Calm and then, of course, got into nutrition and natural medicine and all the incredible things that we teach at Thrive for Good.
Oh, my God. You are amazing. Like, I didn't know that much about you. I mean, I knew about you, but holy smokes, you guys are amazing because I love, and you know what you're doing? You're starting from the ground up. You know, and I always say it's great to take a supplement, but everything starts with your food and what you're eating. I mean, unfortunately, the facts are that, you know, most of us don't have, like, you know, where I live here, I don't have the option to have a garden. So I have to buy my food, and I try and go to the farmers markets and support local farmers. But I mean, how much of that soil is depleted of magnesium, right? Exactly. So, I mean, the facts are the facts is that if you can grow your own food and you have control over even such things as drift, I mean, that's a big thing, right? From what's coming from the farm next door, right? Like, there's so many factors in our food system that we don't have control over, but even the charity that you're built. So you're teaching people how to be self-sustainable in good food. I love it. I love it. So, okay, let's start with magnesium and why it's so important in the diet. I have to take a moment to tell you a little bit about another incredible product from my podcast sponsor, Silver Biotics. You see, I was actually a biohacker way back when I didn't even know what biohacking was or that term even existed. I knew that using a topical antibiotic every single time somebody got a cut or a scrape was not ideal. I actually used to use Silver Wound Gel by Silver Biotics way back when. And still to this day, it is my number one go-to for any of these applications. Listen up so that you can hear how this is a better option for you and your family. Silver Wound Gel from Silver Biotics effectively kills bacteria, fungus, and yeast with the same strength as other products with up to 3 times more silver. Silver Wound Gel has been evaluated in standard tests to show that it can reduce the levels of common microorganisms, including staph, Pseudomonas, MRSA, and more, as well as fungi such as Candida and Aspergillus. It also can offer protection for minor cuts, lacerations, abrasions, first and second degree burns, skin irritations, and relief of sunburns. This stuff is the best after sun care you will ever have. I have a really significant discount for you to try Silver Wound Gel and all the other incredible products by Silver Biotics. My code is SandyK30 for 30% off.
Okay, so I'll tell you, I actually, when I started the company, I knew very little about magnesium, but the first thing I did was read Dr. Carolyn Dean, who's a Canadian medical doctor who became a naturopath. Her book is called The Magnesium Miracle. And we actually became good friends with Dr. Dean over the years. She would come to trade shows and consumer shows and do talks about the benefits of magnesium. And of course, I absorbed her book. And in her revised version, which was put out about 5 or 6 years ago, she says that, you know, originally people said, well, magnesium activates 350 enzymatic processes in the body. And she says it's more like 800 to 1,000.
I've heard that.
Is in the body. And not only does she say that, but she says that 80% of people in North America are magnesium deficient, and 80% of people in North America have an unhealthy imbalance of 10 calcium to 1 magnesium when it should be 1 to 1. And there's many reasons for that, and there's many reasons why that imbalance causes so many health issues. So magnesium is naturally found in unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds, and leafy greens. But our soils are so depleted, as we were talking about earlier, that you cannot get enough of the healthy minerals and nutrients that you need in your food. So magnesium is not, this is a really important point, magnesium is not produced by your body. It's one of your 4 major minerals, but your body doesn't produce it. So you must get it every single day in your food and also through supplementation. And the other thing is that magnesium and calcium are like two sides of a coin. They're very important, but magnesium is required to actually activate vitamin D and vitamin K to help your body properly absorb calcium where you want it.
Yes.
So if you've got this unhealthy imbalance of 10 calcium to 1 magnesium, and Dr. Dean says a lot of that has to do with our diet in North America. So, for example, anyone who eats dairy excessively, there's 10 calcium to 1 magnesium in dairy, 5 calcium to 1 magnesium in animal protein. And the most important things, of course, that we can eat are vitamins and minerals, or fruits and vegetables, because they contain so many of your vitamins and minerals. And the difference between calcium and magnesium is that calcium builds up. It calcifies without enough magnesium. And whereas magnesium is constantly depleted from your body. Mm-hmm. So every 12 hours, magnesium is depleted from the body. And things that cause that are all the things we do in North America. Things like too much sugar and alcohol and caffeine and stress and perspiration and all those things. So you end up with this unhealthy imbalance of 10 calcium to 1 magnesium in our cells. And calcium's function is to tense and excite the muscles and nerves. Magnesium relaxes and calms. So if you've ever met someone that, you know, is always anxious or has road rage or gets angry very easily or whatever, usually it's just caused by a buildup of too much calcium in the cells and not enough magnesium that helps get rid of that excess calcium. So people, as a nurse, you know, I said that someone with having a heart attack or a stroke, doctors would hook them up to a magnesium drip. And one of the causative factors in many of the health issues that, you know, we're going to talk about is related to that imbalance of too much calcium. So calcium calcifies things like hardening and narrowing arteries, kidney stones, gallstones, arthritic deposits, all related to an imbalance of too much calcium.
You know, I will never forget this conversation I once had with a doctor who told me about the time that he was working on cadavers. And he said every single cadaver he worked on had so much calcification in all the joints, in all the muscles, in places where it should not be. So what you're saying, and I've never forgotten that conversation, because I'm like, wow, that shouldn't be there. And yet this doctor, who probably, I'm going to guess now, would have graduated like 20 years ago, was seeing this 20 years ago. And I'm sure it's just worse now considering our food system, right?
Oh, for sure.
So we know why. It's because of the imbalance. It's because of our food sources. So we no longer, the ratios are off. And also the fact is, now maybe you know more about this, but I do know that if you're taking calcium supplements, often you'll see a little bit of magnesium, but not too much. Because it's this delicate balance of the ratios, right?
Well, the problem is that, you know, I remember Dr. Carolyn Dean saying to me, do not take calcium supplements.
Yeah.
Just take magnesium. Because honestly, if you eat any form of animal protein or any type of dairy, you're getting more than enough calcium in your diet.
Yeah.
My bones now, 20 years later, are healthier now than they were 20 years ago when I was taking a calcium supplement because I had low bone density. My bone density issues were getting, you know, worse and worse, and I refused to take any of the drugs that were, you know, being prescribed at that time because they had horrible side effects. And my bones now are healthier than they were 20 years ago, and it's because I do magnesium. I put my topical magnesium on my skin. I'm taking magnesium twice a day, every day. And I tell you, it's made such a difference. Things like, we had a really incredible testimony. A 65-year-old lady came up to our booth one day and she said, your product saved my life. And my husband said, really? He started videotaping her. And she said, well, the first thing that helped was I had really bad heart palpitations. And that's one of the major causative factors is an imbalance of not enough magnesium. The electrolytes are governed by magnesium in the heart muscle. So she had heart palpitations. She also had severe constipation. And she had a calcified shoulder to the point where she couldn't move that shoulder. They'd x-rayed it and they were actually going to do a shoulder replacement on this shoulder. So she said, I started taking the Natural Calm for my heart palpitations, which got rid of them in a couple of days. my constipation went away because, of course, constipation is caused by too much calcium. And she said, after a couple of months, my shoulder didn't hurt anymore, and I had full range of motion. So she said the natural calm magnesium actually took care of that. And what I tell a lot of people, or I suggest to a lot of people, is don't take calcium supplements, especially if you eat dairy and animal protein.
Yes.
So that makes a huge difference in regards to, like what you were saying with this doctor, with calcification, because calcium builds up. And if you don't have magnesium to help your body properly absorb, assimilate, and get rid of calcium, that's when you're going to have the long-term health, like kidney stones and gallstones.
Yes.
People would have in any type of fibromyalgia, muscle pain, restless leg syndrome. Calcium's function is to tense and excite. Magnesium relaxes and calms. So as I said, when you meet people that have high anxiety or suffering with any type of pain, usually it's too much calcium.
Yeah. That's definitely for sure a really easy way. Because the thing, as a nutritionist, I always look for the easiest way to describe or educate on something. And so I'll always say to clients or just to people in my community, make sure you understand that bone health, because I'm going to be 53 in a couple of days, and bone health is not about taking loads of calcium. Please stop. Please stop. And anyone who's listening to this and you're worried about your bones, please stop taking just calcium. If you have a well-rounded diet, and you know that you're eating a variety of whole, real foods, don't take the calcium. Take magnesium, take vitamin D, and don't take vitamin D only, and make sure you add in that K, D3, K2, magnesium. Because that's how you're going to kind of get that beautiful, well-rounded sourcing for bone health among other parts of your health. So let's get into... I want to get into what foods can we eat. You mentioned it very quickly. So we know that what about legumes? They're pretty good with magnesium, aren't they?
They are. And what I always say is unrefined. So that's the key word, unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds, and any kind of leafy greens. And of course, pumpkin seeds are one of the highest.
Yes.
And almonds, etc. But yeah. Unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds, and leafy greens are your greatest source. And my husband and I are real advocates of leafy greens. Like that's what we teach all the time in Africa, is you've got to get those leafy greens in.
Yes. Yeah. Try saying that to a 17-year-old here, though.
Yes.
I have my challenges, Linda. Okay. So you mentioned a few of the symptoms, and I'm going to tell you this one story because it's so amazing. And by all means, I always say there's never just one bulletproof cure for everything. But I had one client who had such severe cramping in her feet, severe. Mm. And it affected her sleep because the cramping was so intense and it's like her feet would seize. And so I said to her, and I've said this actually on Instagram before, anytime you feel a seizing of anything in your body, if you feel tightening, seizing, cramping, anything like that, that's your body saying, give me some magnesium, please. That's your sign. Yeah. She started taking magnesium and so quickly she started feeling better. I mean, magnesium is not a mineral that takes a long time to see the benefits, right?
Oh, no. Like you can actually, we had people, excuse me, that would come up to a consumer show and tell us that they were in a full-blown anxiety attack, took some natural calm, and it would dial it down in 2 to 3 minutes. So you actually see the change. With our topical, we have a Bolton's Naturals, a line of products now that are topical magnesium chloride. You put it on the skin. And we see significant changes and results almost immediately. If you're having a muscle cramp in your leg or you have restless leg syndrome, you use it every night. And it makes such a huge difference with that, but also taking it internally. Like just getting magnesium into your system will help alleviate whether it's an anxiety attack or a muscle cramp or a restless legs or any type of spasm, as you were saying. People even with ticks, if people get like ticks in their face,
yes,
that's definitely a magnesium deficiency. People with tinnitus, that's often can be proven to be caused by a magnesium deficiency.
And the other thing I am going to say, I don't know if you'd want to get into this because I actually have a physician coming on to talk about some of the most common drugs that are prescribed now deplete magnesium from the body. So not only do you have this issue of our food sources not having enough magnesium, then you know, you've got a lot of people who take they have to take their medications. And I never ever say much about that because that's between them and their physician. However, what is important to know and powerful to know is that some of these drugs can deplete magnesium. So,
yeah, and there's three I'm thinking of. Diuretics, which help, you know, release the body of fluid.
Yep.
Antibiotics, and also anything that contains fluoride depletes magnesium. So, you know, and then I'm not sure if we even have talked about or touched on this yet, but magnesium, as we were saying earlier, is important for the heart. And magnesium acts as a beta blocker and a calcium channel blocker, which are two of the antihypertensive medications that are given for people with high blood pressure. And it also acts as a natural statin, which are the meds that they give to lower cholesterol. So instead of getting on those meds, which have severe side effects, if you take magnesium every day, twice a day, it will help to control and lower blood pressure and cholesterol.
Yeah. And I have to always put a little disclaimer in here. We're not giving you medical advice here.
No.
Go and speak with your own practitioner on if this is right for you, but work with your doctor on this. Mm-hmm. Because if you just monitor, you know, I always say, N of one is more powerful than any study out there, although studies are important, of course. But yes. How, you know, it's interesting. My mom and I, we have these conversations all the time. She's like, yeah, I know you say it works, but it doesn't work for me. I'm like, okay, well, you have to try what works for you and work with your physician. So we're not giving you medical advice here. We're just providing you with the education that everybody should have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's go through the different forms, because I'm going to say, Linda, this is where it gets most confusing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And while Natural Calm is sold pretty much everywhere, there are forms of magnesium that are cheaper forms, less absorbed. And I think that people need to be equipped with knowing what to look for. Right? Mm-hmm. So
yes.
Let's get into oxide, magnesium oxide. What do we know about magnesium oxide?
Well, it is a combined with oxygen, magnesium and oxygen, which makes up magnesium oxide. We do know that it's not very well absorbed and that it will definitely cause loose stool. So it isn't one that is recommended from what my understanding anyway, is it's not really recommended. And it's looked on as a cheap and non-absorbable form of magnesium.
Yeah, I've heard the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, citrate, how do you pronounce it? Citrate, citrate, same thing?
Well, everybody, I call it magnesium citrate, but some call it citrate.
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters.
Yeah.
As long as you get it in you. Of course, Natural Calm is magnesium citrate, but it is actually a proprietary formula, which is an interesting fact. It was developed 45 years ago in the United States, and it's a combination of magnesium carbonate, which is a salt, and citric acid. And
okay.
It combines in hot boiling water, gases off, and it provides us with a very absorbable form of magnesium that doesn't need to be broken down by the stomach through your hydrochloric acid. So it's very absorbable, goes to work very quickly. And it's probably one of the more preferred types of magnesium, and probably because it is more economical than others. It pretty much takes care of any symptom of magnesium deficiency that I've come across, but it also can cause loose stools if you take way too much.
Yes. So if you've got IBS, for example, you may need to go to a different type
Well, Dr. Dean, it's interesting because years ago we had people with IBS who would, you know, ask us about that. And what Dr. Dean said was to take a quarter teaspoon four times a day or do a slow infusion. So dissolve your teaspoon in a bottle of like the hot boiling water first, add it to your water bottle and sip on it slowly.
Yeah.
And we've actually had many, many people over the years tell us that it actually brought their bowels into normalcy.
Oh.
So one of the factors with IBS is, of course, the irritation of the nerves supplying the bowels, and the natural calm magnesium helped to dial that down and to calm the bowels. I had a 60-year-old man who bought some natural calm years ago. This has got to be 15 years ago. And he'd had IBS all his life, crampy, watery stools, probably some colitis thrown in there. And I told him what Dr. Dean had suggested. And a month later, he called me and he said, "Madam, I'm having normal bowel movements for the first time in my life."
Good. That's great. So really, you need to go slow.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that with any form of magnesium, and always divide your dose morning and night. Or if you have really severe, bowels that will not tolerate internal magnesium, you put on the transdermal magnesium that bypasses the GI tract, and you're getting your magnesium in through the circulation.
Okay.
So it actually prevents the loose stools.
No, that's great. Okay. L-threonate, that's one of the most expensive forms because it breaks that blood-brain barrier, right?
Yes, it is. And it is, it's very easily absorbed. It actually is a combination of magnesium, which is a salt, and threonate, which is threonate. I can never say it properly, which is a protein. And it actually does help, bypass the blood level barriers. But I've heard people in different, for example, Dr. Krasapi from the United States, from Montreal, he's a naturopathic doctor. He says that makes citrate is actually even more absorbable, and it's proven that it does bypass the blood-brain barrier as well. So
I
don't have any clinical studies on that, but I don't know why it wouldn't, because it goes into every cell, and the cells go up into your brain. So
Right.
Blood goes up into your brain,
Okay, what about glycinate?
So glycinate is magnesium and an amino acid, and we actually did a clinical study. It's known to be very highly absorbable, to be excellent for depression and sleep deprivation, inflammation, relaxing muscles or whatever. And it's very highly absorbable, and apparently it doesn't cause as many problems with loose stools as magnesium citrate would. But I just want to mention that we did a study, and we're actually coming out with a glycinate capsule, by the way. Natural Calm Canada will be bringing that to market, we're hoping, within the next 3 to 4 months. But so I want to say that, we're totally, we love glycinate, and it's in our sleep formula as well. We have a formula that contains citrate, glycinate, melatonin, L-theanine, and GABA.
Mm-hmm.
Which is amazing for sleep and stress and anxiety. But we did a study in 2017 that actually proved that the natural calm is more absorbable than some of the glycinate in capsule form and in also liquid form. So it was actually a clinical study done by a nutraceutical company.
Oh, very cool. Is that on your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Yes, because glycine is actually an amino acid, right? So, and glycine is very chilling, meaning in chill by like it calms you down. And I know individuals who take just glycine. They'll take their magnesium and then they'll take a scoop of just plain old glycine on top of that. And then they they sleep like a baby. And actually what's interesting is that my husband and I are – well, he'll never admit to being a biohacker, but he is, because he wears all his gadgets to know how good was his sleep. Did he have enough deep sleep? And we always get puzzled by the fact that he just doesn't sleep enough deep, right? Yeah. It's that deep restorative. Well, I started giving him magnesium glycinate at bedtime. And we've always microdosed with melatonin for as long as I, at least been a decade. And when I say microdose, I'm talking, I take only, 0.5, micrograms of melatonin. I do not need a lot. I take very little. And his deep sleep, deep in REM, has gone up to like 43%, which is amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, honey, look at that. We figured it out. We cracked the code. All you needed was more magnesium, right? And so I love it when you actually can test and see what something is actually doing, because there was nothing else that we changed or added. So
there you go.
Okay, malate. This is one that's not talked about that much. Magnesium malate.
Yeah, it includes malic acid, and I, from what I understand, a lot of people have used this for fibromyalgia. The malic acid in it is supposed to be very effective for inflammation and pain relief.
What about taurate?
So it's magnesium and amino acid taurate, and it actually is one of the magnesiums known for helping blood sugar levels. So balancing your blood sugar levels.
Very, very good. What about, and this is the one you already mentioned, this magnesium chloride. So you talked about the topical. This is not one, folks. You do not take this one internally. This is a topical. But, you know, Linda, I actually, so, you know, I in the winter, I'm a big fan of taking my baths and, you know, the everything you hear, oh, just, you know, throw in some Epsom salts. I'm like, okay, I got a hold of some magnesium chloride flakes. I cannot tell you the difference between that and cheap Epsom salt. You know, like I would buy those big jugs at Costco and, you know, I would go to the gym and I'm like, this stuff really works. And then I also have the lotion. I also have the gel. So it's pretty amazing.
Yes. And it was interesting. We found out about the topical magnesium chloride from Dr. Dean, who used to come and do, you know, talks at our trade shows or whatever. She was the one who got me on it. So it has to be at least 16 years ago. And she likens it to giving yourself intravenously, like magnesium intravenously. She said that's how bioavailable it is. It's she believes it's one of the best forms of magnesium. And of course, when you put it on your skin topically, you are bypassing the GI tract. You don't get blue stools that are associated with internal magnesiums. And you can get a much higher dose. And really, you cannot exactly know exactly how much magnesium you're getting because you're putting it on the skin. Everyone's circulation is different. Everybody's thickness of their skin is different. All I know is that, and there have been no real clinical studies that to prove that, but all I know is so many people that we, customers that use the product say it is so effective so quickly, and that when they use it on a regular basis, like, for example, you spray it on your arms and legs morning and night, and you just don't have the muscle pain, you sleep better, you don't have the restless legs, you just don't have the symptoms of magnesium deficiency that so many people suffer from, and you can get, you can get pretty high doses depending on your skin and the strength of the product that you use.
Right. Now, that getting to that then, one thing I forgot to mention about L-threonate. I need to mention this because I have researched and read that magnesium L-threonate could possibly be even useful for those who suffer concussions. Have you read that, Linda?
Well, I haven't read that in particular, but I had a visit with a lady about 5 years ago who wrote a book about concussions, and she was saying that she had tried everything known to man. She was on the couch, couldn't sleep, and she started actually using the transdermal magnesium chloride, and that's why she met up with me and wanted me to know that. So that's the only thing I know related to magnesium and concussions. So I'm sure that the L-theanine would also be very, very helpful. Yeah.
There are some studies out there, but I believe that the one that I read about was that you want to get it in to the body as soon as possible from when you have the concussion. So, you know, and it all kind of makes sense because I know of different products like Migranol and things like that that are really combination formulas for migraines, and they always have magnesium in them, always. Right. So
one of the reasons why magnesium helps, well, there's two reasons. One of them is it helps It relaxes and calms the muscles and nerves. It acts as a natural blood thinner. So magnesium, one of the causes of the spasms in the cranial, you know, in the head, in the cranium, is caused by thickening of blood, which causes capillary pain. The blood is too thick going up into the scalp, and that it's called platelet aggregation. So it actually is one of the contributing factors to people who get migraines. So magnesium is a natural blood thinner, and calcium is a natural blood thickener. Mm. Calcium is a constipator, and magnesium is a natural healthy laxative. So they're like two sides of the coin.
Yes.
That's why the balance is so important for, you know, keeping ourselves healthy.
Okay. Now, how would somebody know if they walk into a drugstore, how would they know if it's a cheaper form of magnesium? Is it because there's like, would they look for fillers and binders? Like, how would somebody know?
Well, the one thing that I was told years ago by Dr. Dean was the levels of oxide in a product. So you have to look at purity, the elemental magnesium component of that product. But yeah, I guess that's what I would say. I would say just look at the ingredients for sure.
Okay. And so what I'm going to say, just to try and help the listeners, is look for, yes, purity. Look for brands that you trust. I always say that because I only recommend therapeutic grade supplements that are third party tested, that are guaranteed potency. So if you walk into like Walmart, a lot of times you won't find that. You're not going to find that. So there was a whole show on that once. I think it might have been, I don't know if it was Canadian or if it was W5, but they did an investigation, and a lot of these, you know, cheaper brands out there, you really have to be careful of,
that's right,
and not necessarily that they're going to hurt you, but we'll get to that, but you're just not getting what you're paying for. That was the whole gist of that news, I guess, uncovering on supplements. Now, in terms of safety, here's something that I have researched, is that some magnesium, and I'm going to assume it's the cheaper forms, can be very high in heavy metals. Mercury, lead, cadmium, all of those. So can we get into that?
Well, I know for Health Canada, like when you apply for NPN number, natural product numbers through Health Canada, there are certain requirements. They have very, very stringent requirements. So every single lot that we do has to go through a certificate of analysis that tests for all of the impurities, for any types of bacteria, for heavy metals, etc. So we are not allowed to even release a lot into the, the consumer market without having a certificate of analysis done.
Yeah, I did see that on your website. You have that information. So again, yes, if you're anybody who's listening, check the company website. If they have this information open to you on their certifications of really that it's free, not necessarily. I think there's always a little bit, isn't there, of those heavy metals. They're not completely free.
Oh no, they will never be free. I mean, your salad dressing contains heavy metals. The water you drink contains heavy metals.
Yeah.
Rice contains high levels of
arsenic. Arsenic.
There's so many. Every food you eat, every vegetable you eat has got heavy metals because it's grown in the ground. There's toxins in the air. Like, it's impossible. But there's a level that is considered safe.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. What is the dosage? What would you say people should be taking? Because everyone always asks that.
So adults should take 3 to 4 milligrams per pound of body weight. And women who are pregnant and nursing and children should take 4 to 5 milligrams per pound of body weight. So an average adult would be about 400 milligrams a day. With natural palm, that would mean 2 teaspoons morning, 1 teaspoon in the morning, 1 teaspoon at night.
Okay. Good to know. And are there any contraindications?
Well, first of all, as we were talking about earlier, people that have bad loose stools, If they're going to take an internal magnesium, should take it in small doses frequently throughout the day, or what I call a slow infusion, just make it up and sip on it slowly throughout the day. People that are on blood thinners like a Coumadin, for example, which would be considered warfarin or whatever, you should always consult your physician, because magnesium, we've had many people who've actually been able to lower their doses of anticoagulants, but you must do it in conjunction with a doctor. So magnesium is a natural blood thinner, so you do not want to take magnesium in high doses with a Coumadin, for example. Also, people with myasthenia gravis, which is a muscle, it's a muscular disease that causes the muscles to be too relaxed. So you should always work with your doctor if you have that. And then anyone who has really severe kidney disease, for example, someone who is on kidney dialysis, they should take magnesium in a slow infusion. You should never not take magnesium unless your doctor says absolutely none, because it is a required mineral that your body needs every single day. And magnesium will also help prevent things like calcification and kidney stones in the kidney. So someone who's on a dialysis, for example, for the kidneys, should take lower doses or, you know, a slow infusion of magnesium.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, is there anything that we forgot that we didn't talk about, Linda?
I think we talked a lot.
I think so, too. I think we packed a lot in there.
Yeah.
No.
I just want to say, you know, how blessed I am to be able to, you know, to share this. And the fact that, you know, there's 8,000. This is an interesting stat. There's 8,000 natural health products in the United States, and Natural Calm ranks number one out of 8,000 natural health products, wow, including all the other magnesiums, all the vitamins and minerals and supplements. And we've got 3,500 five-star reviews, such wonderful, wonderful testimonies and stories over the year that, you know, bless my heart. And then, of course, being able to give the profits after business expenses to help end poverty is the reason why we do what we do. And that's the most important part of our company. And, you know, we're going to be hitting our 20-year mark in 2024. We're going to have a big party. Maybe you can come.
Yeah.
To celebrate, because there's been such significant growth in both Natural Calm Canada and also in Thrive for Good.
Yeah.
So it's quite a remarkable story. And, you know, my husband and I personally are just thankful to God that he opened up this opportunity for us.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm just so happy to have this conversation with you and to learn more about this. Now, I will have all the information in the show notes. Natural Calm is available only in North America, right? Not in Europe or anything?
Well, it is through Natural Vitality. So Calm in the United States is under Natural Vitality Calm, and okay, they're the global distributors, and they do have it in other countries.
Okay.
I'm only allowed to distribute in Canada.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And I will have all that information, as well as the information about your incredible charity, in the show notes. I thank you so much. So go to naturalcalm.ca. Is that your website?
Right.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Linda. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Sandy. Really enjoyed it.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to share it with someone you know might benefit. And always remember, when you rate, review, subscribe, you help to support my content and help me to keep going and bringing these conversations to you each and every week. Join me next week for a new topic, new guest, new exciting conversations to help you live your best life.